September 13th to 15th, Young Lung's Dance Exchange in Winnipeg will present two new works by local performers Treasure Waddell and Cora Maloney. Last Friday, these works were presented and discussed with the public audience at the gas station's Arts Center. And I'm joined now in the studio by Cora Maloney and Natasha Torres-Warner, who is the organizational director of Young Lung's Dance Exchange. Welcome both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Cora, I wanted to start by talking to you. I want to get to the work, but first I just wanted to talk about the experience on Friday for you, because you presented the work for the first time for public audience, and the work is, it seemed finished, but it's not quite finished, so it's still an unfinished work. What was it like for you to present something you're still working on and then have it discussed publicly?
Well, that's exactly right. It's sort of in the process right now, so it's about halfway through that we showed the works on Friday. So I guess my experience with that is it's just so lovely to have people interested in that process. I think it's really exciting that people want to be part of that and see where things are at this point and see a piece that might be completely different in a few weeks or more than likely will have some of the same elements. And it's just lovely that people want to come and participate in that and provide their feedback. And I guess I sort of feel like they're sharing a little bit of themselves with us when they come and let us know what they thought about it. So it was really special, actually.
I don't want to give anything away about the work, but did you, when you started creating it, did you have any general theme in mind of what you wanted to present?
I started thinking about hydroelectricity and the processes of hydroelectricity as a source of change for the human body and the human community, which is sort of a big topic when you start to unpack it. And I guess that's sort of where we started off as a jumping off point, and now it has gone in lots of different directions, and in fact some of the themes are sometimes becoming broader and sometimes becoming a lot clearer or more specific. So it's nice to see how in the creative process how the story can emerge and change and shift, and how it sort of, I think, the role of those eyes involved to look, change and shift and try and something totally different.
And are you hoping for people who see the piece that it creates for them some thoughts or a political discussion of issues that are out there?
I guess I'm always interested. I think it is political to do live work. I think anytime people are experiencing something that is live, there is something really interesting happening between the performer and the audience. And those performer and audience can also change shape and shift roles as well. And so I'm interested in that. So that's sort of a broad theme, I guess, that I'm always curious about. And I guess I just hope that people will teach whatever from the piece that they will find in it. I guess that can be kind of a vague thing to say. But I'm not interested in telling people what to go away with or what to believe or think, but I hope I can share my curiosity and the things that interest me about the project, and hopefully that will spark something, and if I bring it down properly, it will spark something in the audience.
On Friday, after the performance, you talked about the creative process and how it's a collective effort. It's not you as the creator and then performers, but how the three of you, and I mentioned the two performers, it's Leanne Perry and Tanya Wollishan, the three of you are creating the piece together. Why is this important to you as a way to work?
In the past few years, I've been working with devised and experimental theater, and with the devised process, the work comes out of what happens in the studio. A lot of the time, certainly you're bringing a lot to it, and a whole bunch of research and all kinds of other things, but I guess it's important for me to be working collaboratively with those artists, because I think if I had different people, it would be a different kind of a show, and so it's just important to me to see what happens in the studio and to honor, I guess, what processes happen. So I'm certainly there as the main creator and as the person with the concept and the person who is leading what direction the piece goes in. But a lot of our work in studio to discover what the piece will be in its final version has come from the three of us. And we all kind of play different roles in that. So the performers, Tanya and Leanne, they are offering all kinds of suggestions when we're working and coming up with all kinds of interesting surprises. And then I'm the one to decide which things are to keep and which things are to put aside for another idea some other time.
Are there challenges in working collectively? I know there's always challenges in working collectively in a lot of organizations, but when you're creating something for a performance, does that have unique challenges in the collective process?
guess personally, I find it to be a very intimate process. It's one where people need to be willing to share a lot of themselves. It's not just one part of you that you bring when you're working on performance work. You're accessing all kinds of different, it's not just an intellectual process. You're also, when we're on stage, you're also learning, accessing memories to understand why you would want a certain moment would have a certain kind of emotion triggered in it, and all those kinds of things. So we need to be pretty, open to the fact that there are lots of different ways of working. It's not a traditional office job or a day job, and so I guess that is where the challenge is that we just have to be able to do that and access that all the time.
Now, Natasha, I wanted to ask you about the series that you're presenting, and when it's presented in September, it'll be the work by Coral and also another work by Treasure Waddell, which was also presented on Friday. Why are you excited about having these two works presented together?
I think it's exciting on many different levels. Both of them are very, very strong artists in that they have had enough experience and practice of their own to have a real strong voice of their own. But also, even though the process has just as much experimental elements to it, it's coming from very different sources and using quite different tools to get there. So it's going to be a very eclectic show, which I think allows for each piece to be viewed from a very sort of expanded mind in the audience.
And I know you mentioned on Friday at the start of the evening that the two creators, Coral and Treasure, do come from somewhat different backgrounds, where Treasure has more of a traditional modern dance background and Coral has a performing arts background. Is this something that the Young Lungs does a lot of in working with people from different disciplines, different backgrounds?
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that the Exchange has always been known for being pretty inviting to that kind of thing. I think it's kind of an echo of contemporary dance in general, the definition of contemporary dance being a little more difficult to define, or a little bit of a more wider scope when you look at what is being made out there and how things are being created. From my own personal perspective, I find that all of these things sort of live within the same realm of a performance art. Yes, I think Young Lungs is in a sense there for those who want to stretch and take to take chances with their creative processes, and because of that, I think it's a healthy thing to also encourage a huge mix of approaches and different aesthetics and different practices into the same realm.
And has the organization been changing over time as different people get involved in terms of what you present and who works with it?
Yeah, for sure. When it was first created, it was there solely to sort of create activity and opportunity for a very small group of contemporary dance artists who were just fresh out of training and looking for performance opportunities and creation opportunities. And we made the collective or exchange as a way to share the responsibilities of putting on these shows. So I'll do this for you if you do it for me kind of thing. And as it's grown, and as for sure, most definitely from the very beginning, we were open to different approaches and physical theater backgrounds and performance art backgrounds coming into the pot. But how it's changed most significantly in the last few years, as the community sort of grows, we have activity now that facilitates those who are, yes, just emerging out of schools and wanting to do a first whack at a creative process and also looking for first and second performance opportunities. But we're also trying to create activity that facilitates those who are a little bit more developed in their experience. And that's what this is, this production series.
And you facilitated the discussion on Friday evening after the performances. Why is this type of feedback from an audience and also from a creative perspective, why is this important?
I think it's important for the creators, because it allows for, it's so easy to get stuck in your own head in the studio in the middle of the process, and to be able to push yourself and put yourself in front of the public, and knowing that they're there because they love to see this kind of stuff. I think that's probably the most important thing to go into it, knowing is that they're there because they want to be there. To be able to put yourself into that position, it allows for you to see the work from such a variety of perspectives, and therefore then kind of take away any sort of limitation that you put on yourself as to what this can or can't be. But also something that might be causing you lots of frustration all of a sudden can become clear, because someone with a fresh head was able to say, oh, well, it's just this, don't worry about it. It's great for the performers, because there's nothing like getting an audience to kind of just push you to that next level of giving that much more to the piece, which then of course supports the creator to see what can happen when the performers really devote that much more energy into the work. And then it's great for the audience or those who are participating in it, because it's just it's a rare experience to really just exchange with the creative process and the artists that are involved, and to demystify the experience or how it's created, that it is just, well, it's not just, but it is an accessible art form. It is something that you can partake in and have conversations about, and it's not untouchable.
Okay, well, I was part of the audience, and I thought it was a great experience, so I'm really looking forward to mid-September to see the final work. So thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Coral Maloney and Natasha Torres-Garner of the Yen Lang's Dance Exchange, and the new works by Coral and by Treasure Waddell will be presented on September 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Gas Station Arts Center, and that's at 445 River. And you can get time and ticket information at yenlungs.ca. And you're listening to Mudwater, mudwater.org on CKW 95.